The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Steve Taylor, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, folks. You're probably wondering who I am. My name is Cameron Soule. I'm filling in for Steve tonight. And the Irish are on the road to take on the Yakima National Drive. Right now, Irish, about 8:45 away from tip-off here tonight. Irish bounce back after their one game stint of a loss, of what you could call it, when they were upset. They went on they hosted Columbia Burbank just the other night, finished that game out with a victory 61-58, and sit now 12-2 on the year, 8-1 on the conference, as they match up against the Yakima National Tribe. They come in sitting 5-5, 3-3 on the conference. Captains have now made their way to midcourt to go ahead and discuss with the officials. But for right now, 8 minutes left. We'll step away when we get back. Starting lineups, rosters, and more. You're listening Irish Basketball, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. Just joining us tonight, we're here live, just in Toppenish, home of the Yakima National Tribe. Right now, Irish on the road, sitting 12-2 on the year, 8-1 in the conference. The Tribe sitting 5-5 on the year, 3-3 on the conference. Irish bounced back after a shocking loss just two games ago with a victory 61-58 versus Columbia Burbank in that game they hosted. Probably wondering who I am tonight, not Steve. Steve is unfortunately not here with us tonight. My name is Cameron Scholl. I'll be filling in with him, the normal voice of the College Place Hawks. And as much as it pains me to be away from College Place on their senior night, I'm happy to be alongside you guys and broadcast this game for you. As we do know, DeSales to Toppenish, quite a lengthy drive, and not everyone's going to be able to make that drive, so hope I can bring just enough, maybe a little bit better than what Steve does to you guys, and getting that play-by-play to you. Starting lineups have came in, so let's go ahead and meet the starters. For the visiting Irish, at guard, 5'8 sophomore, number 5, Carter Green. At guard, 5'10 junior, number 3, Jack Lesko. At forward, 6-foot junior, number 10, Joe Baffney. At forward, 5'10 senior, number 20, Ryan Chase. And at the post, 6'1 senior, number 24, Frankie Warden. Now, for the home Eagles. At guard, 5'10 senior, number 1, Julian Storm Torres. At guard, 5'6 sophomore, number 2, Trevor Lewis. At guard, 5'8 junior, number 23, John Jim. At forward, 6'2 senior, number 25, Justice Hart. And at center, 6'4 senior, number 55, Travis Arbuckle. It's senior night here for the Eagles, so warm was getting cut short just a little bit early. Both teams making their way to their respective benches as a few of the seniors here are going to be recognized. So that's a perfect time for us to step away when we get back. Few more words and tip off right on the corner. You're listening Irish Basketball on 94.1 KHSS2.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members at the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
2022 and we still have COVID. Product shortages are the norm rather than the exception. We all try to adapt to this changing environment. Some do it well, others not so much. At Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, we have kept our 72-year history of honesty and fair dealings in everything we do. No price gouging on hard-to-get models here. Not now, not ever. Inventories are short, but we are still getting product. Special orders or selecting product en route is an option. Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just doing this tonight here. We are about 5 minutes away from tip-off. The Wyoming Eagles right now doing their senior night as the Irish on the road take the bench to help celebrate these seniors in a special night. Probably wondering who I am if you're just tuning in. My name is Cameron Scholl, the normal voice of the College Play Sox, filling in for Steve tonight, who was unfortunately unable to make the trip out here. So a few scheduling rearrangements have been flipped around, and I'm here, and I'm having my games covered. As much as it pains me to miss up my senior night with the Hawks, happy to be here alongside everyone at home and on the road to turn into a little bit of Irish basketball right now. Starting lineup, so came in, so let's go ahead and meet the starters. For the visiting, Irish. At guard, 5'8 sophomore number 5, Carter Green. At guard, 5'10 junior number 3, Jack Lesko. At forward, 6' junior number 10, Joe Baffney. At forward, 5'10 senior number 20, Ryan Chase. And in the post, 6'1 senior number 24, Frankie Warden. Now for the home Eagles. At guard, 5'10 senior number 1, Julian Storm Torres. At guard, 5'6 sophomore number 2, Trevor Lewis. At guard, 5'5 junior number 23, John Jim. At forward, 6'2 senior number 25, Justice Hart. And at center, 6'4 senior number 55, Travis Arbuckle. Senior night still going underway here, so we will step away once more. But when we get back, tip-off should be right around the corner. Are you listening? Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
We got a TCS 1026 Code Red furnace breakdown.
Don't let an emergency breakdown leave you in the cold. At Total Comfort Solutions, we have trained technicians available 24/7 for emergency service. They'll diagnose your problems and solve any issue with any make or model of equipment. We treat every job like a Code Red because your comfort is our main priority. Save $49 on furnace repair or save $150 on the installation of a new furnace. Call us at 509-392-6567. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just doing this tonight, we are live here in Toppenish, home of the Waimai Eagles. Tonight, Fighting Irish on the road. Take on the Eagles here. The Irish come in 12-2 overall, 8-1 on the conference, as Eagles sit 5-5, 3-3 on the conference. If you're wondering who I am, my name is Cameron Scholl. I'm filling in for Steve tonight. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make the trip out here, so some scheduling rearrangements have been made. I'm here. My game's covered by Mike Spies back there in College Place. And the Irish now 5 minutes away from tip-off with the conclusion of senior night here for the Eagles. So let's go meet the starters as teams begin to warm up once again for the Irish. At guard, 5'8 sophomore number 5, Carter Green. At guard, 5'10 junior number 3, Jack Lesko. At forward, 6' junior number 10, Joe Baffney. At forward, 5'10 senior number 20, Ryan Chase. And on the post, 6'1 senior number 24, Frankie Warden. For the Eagles, at guard, 5'10 senior number 1, Julian Storm Torres. At guard, 5'6 sophomore number 2, Trevor Lewis. At guard, 5'8 junior number 23, John Jim. At forward, 6'2 senior number 25, Justice Hart. And at center, 6'4 senior number 55, Travis Arbuckle. Floor clearing out right now. Final things between the families are being said. Some few pictures. Next game for the Irish will be the 25th at home versus Tri-Cities Prep. You guys will have Steve back for that one. So as much as it pains me to be away from my senior night back there in College Place, I hope that I can bring you guys along who can't make the trip out here on the long drive, do just as good a job as Steve, if not maybe a little bit better. Let's not tell him I said that, though. Clock running again. We'll step away. When we get back, tip off. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS.
Do those best of the best awards really mean anything? You bet your panini they do, especially when it comes to food. Walla Wallans know pure deliciousness when they taste it, and they vote with their tummies, right? You know what I'm saying here? Cugini scored another trifecta. Mamma mia, they got the best of the best gourmet market, best of the best deli, and the best of the best Italian food in the valley. Hey, if you've ever eaten there, you know Cugini is crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family, reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Thinking of your personal financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro, financial advisors with D.A. Davidson, have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored for your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management to get started on the right financial path at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just in this night, we're here a minute 30 away from tip-off. If you're probably wondering who this strange voice on the other side of your radio is, my name's Cameron Schoen, the normal voice of the College Place Hawks, filling in tonight for Steve as he was not able to make the trip down here with the boys. And yes, I do say just the boys. Girls team not having a game tonight. That game was unfortunately canceled. So just a boys game, a little earlier start than what they would normally have. So the 5:30 start. But stands here seem to be packed all across from us here at the table. The Eagles hosting, they sit 5-5 overall, 3-3 in the conference. The Irish on the road, 12-2 overall, 8-1 in the conference. Looks like we might have starters announced, and we are. So we will do the same for the Irish. At guard, 5'8 sophomore, number 5, Carter Green. At guard, 5'10 junior, number 3, Jack Lesko. At guard, 6' junior, number 10, Joe Baffney. At forward, 5'10 senior, number 20, Ryan Chase. And at forward, 6' senior, number 24, Frankie Warden. Now for the home, Miami Eagles. At guard, 5'10 senior number 1, Julian Storm Torres. At guard, 5'6 sophomore number 2, Trevor Lewis. At guard, 5'8 junior number 23, John Jim. At forward, 6'2 senior number 25, Justice Hart. And at center, 6'4 senior number 55, Travis Arbuckle. Starters announced. Teams getting ready to hit the floor when we get back. Tip off. coming to you live in Toppenish. You're listening, Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in tonight, we are moments away from tip-off here in Toppenish as the Irish sails travel on the road to take on the Waimea Eagles. Wondering who this crazy voice on the other end of your radio is. My name is Cameron Schoen, the normal voice of the College Place Hawks on the road here tonight, filling in your normal voice, Steve. Unfortunately, couldn't make the trip. So my game back there in College Place is covered. I'm here. Tip-off. We'll be in just a moment. When we get back, 30 seconds.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance got thrown on us a little early with not a whole lot of shock. So play has already begun as Waimea won the tip and took a shot down there. Got put up by Hart. No good. So now Irish have it. Lesko now in the high post. He dishes it out. Out of the right wing, cutting back to Lesko. Lesko, one more time, turned around, not there, poked away. As the Eagles steal possession, Lewis took it away. Ball got thrown down there to Jim, out of bounds, tipped off the hands of one of the Irish players. So, Eagles will keep possession here. Inbound now. Ball tipped away into the hands. I got tipped into Arbuckle. That's good on the easy two. Good defense there by the Irish. Just a bad break as Lesko now brings it up. He drives, takes it coast to coast, drives himself, lay-in. Foul called on the ground. So Irish up possession on the left block. Foul there falls on number one, Julian Storm Torres. That's his first personal. First team foul. So 6:57, 2-0. Eagles lead. Lesko on the inbound. Gets into Warden. Now kicks out. That'll say begin to swing. Pull up jumper. Three. No good. That shot put up there by Green. Didn't fall. Rebound Lesko. Let's go back to green now. Right wing. He drives into the corner. Baffney. Back out to green. Green. Pump fake. Three. Now to Lesko. Left side. Lesko. Three. Good. Jack Lesko getting them to fall early. That's now Hart will have it. Takes himself. Pull up jumper. Transition. Good. Justice Hart got that one to fall quick and early on the shot clock as Lesko now looking to do the same. He's got Warden in the right block. Now they get this one to Baffney. Baffney to Green. Green, top of the arc. One more pass out to Lesko. Lesko drives. High post. Kicks out Green. Green, pump fake drive. Right side. Back to Lesko. Lesko pull up three. Jumper. Good. Jack Lesko again. Back to back threes. Getting the Irish started early. 6-4. Hart. Hart, pull-up jumper, transition three. That one, no good. Rebound, Lesko. So Lesko gets it down. Now to Baffney. Baffney, left wing, back to Lesko. Lesko drives to the lane. Foul called. The block. He's going to send him to the line now for two. So the dribble drive by Lesko is going to lead to a foul. That one goes on number one, Julian Storm Torres, his second personal, second team foul. At the line now for the Irish, number three, Jack Lesko. I've been fortunate enough here in my time to call two of the games here for the Irish. As the commentator against him, as Lesko's first one goes. And I will say, this Jack Lesko kid, he is something else. As he has the line now for his second. That one good as well. So 2 for 2 from the line. And has all 8 of the Irish points here to start the first at the 5:39 mark. Lewis now gets it up. Now to Hart in the high post. Down low, shot, good, that one falls. Travis Arbuckle, a 2 on the right block, that falls, so Lesko will bring it up. Lesko makes a move, out to Green. Green, top of the arc, makes a move, drives right lane, poked away, out of bounds, off Green. And so, Wama gets possession. As Lewis gets to the high post, Hart has begun to swing. Storm Torres has it poked away. Ball on the floor. Jump ball. Irish will get possession. So at the 5:02 mark, Irish lead 8-6. The inbound comes in. That one goes to Baffney. Baffney gets it to Green now. Green bring it to the center of the court. Right on the logo. Now to the right wing, down and low. Hop step, lay in, good. Joe Baffney gets 2 to fall early here. As Hart will bring it up. Hart, dribble drive, pull up, jumper, floater, no good. Rebound, Lesko. 10-6 still, Irish lead. Lesko now on the left side of the floor, brings it back to the right. Lay in, no good. And a jump ball called, a quick whistle for the jump ball. Eagles get possession. So Coach Wood getting on Lesko there for a moment, trying to find the open teammate. As now Lewis will bring it up just outside the halfway mark of the first. Lewis drives, kicks out. One more time. Now they get to Hart. Hart back to Lewis. Picked off. Lesko, he goes coast to coast by himself. How's that stripped away? Baffney ended up coming up with it last second. As the ball tried to get into Warden, taken away. The little guy, 5'6", sophomore Trevor Lewis, peels one away. They get it down low to Arbuckle. He gets another 2. So now at the halfway point, Irish lead 10-8. I got the preview of this game. I was told it's going to be one of the games of the year as Warden kicks out Lesko. Lesko 3, good. Lesko, 3 threes here already in the first. Still, this game's going to be a good one. Excited to be here for it. Hart makes a move. Pull-up jumper from the line. Good. Justice Hart, another 2. He's got 6. Now to Lesko. Now to Green. Green to the right wing. He got in a little chase. Chase picks out Lesko. Another 3. No good. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Hart brings it up, kicks it out. Ball thrown inside by Lewis. Possession retained. Hart for three. Left wing. No good. Rebound there goes to Green. He gets it to Lesko. Now Lesko has it again. Top of the arc. Dribble drive. Down low. Chase. Lay in. Left side. Good. Ryan Chase gets two to fall on the left block. And so the lead gets extended 15-10. 2:30 left. Hart will bring it up. Drives. Kicks it out. Storm Torres. Pull up jumper. No good. Rebound Warden. Warden finds Lesko. Lesko now drives. Takes it to the lane himself. And a foul called. A foul called on the floor before the shot. Foul. There goes the number 23, John Jim. That's his first personal third team foul. And a couple substitutions here for the Irish. Number 23, Akola. Checks in alongside number 21, Holtzinger. Excuse me, Doohan checked in. Oh, jersey number switched there, so Doohan now has it. Left wing. Now out right wing. They get to Lesko. Lesko, top of the arc. Almost has it poked away. Right wing, dribble drive down to Warden. Warden lay in, good. Frankie Warden gets himself going in the points column here early with a quick two on the right block. Hart, bring it up. Pull up jumper. Transition. Three ball. In and out of the hoop. Rebound Warden. Irish leads 17-10. 1:40 left. They get down to the left corner. The dribble drive blocked. Doohan took it into the lane. Shot got blocked there by Justice Hart, sent out of bounds. Irish keep possession. It's going to go ahead and be Warden now on the right block on the inbound. So 135, 17-10. Warden on the inbound. Gets it in. Now back down to Warden. On the left block, they can't Lesko. Lesko, left corner, dribble drive. Fadeaway jumper off the glass and good from the baseline. You don't see that a whole lot, folks, but Lesko got it done as Hart now brings it up. Takes it himself. Dribble drive into the lane. Lay in. No good. Rebound there goes. That one went to Baffney. Baffney got it to Lesko and a foul call. That one's going to go against Lewis. That's his first personal fourth team foul. So Irish will have the ball in front of the Eagles bench. The inbounds now. That gets into Lesko. Lesko, right corner. Tries to get it, and Warden can't. Now they begin to swing. Ball gets thrown out one more time. Doohan. Doohan out to Lesko. Lesko, dribble drive. No shot before the shot. Three in the foul there. And no foul. They're going to call three in the key. So Warden was camped down there in the keys. As Eagles now get up, they get it to the high post. Arbuckle, his lay-in. In and out of the hoop. Rebounded by the Irish. They get it up to Baffney now. He'll bring it. Baffney now has possession at the top of the arc. Now backing it up near the logo. Gets it. Dribble drive, faked it out like the give to Lesko. He takes himself, lay in, no good. Rebound, Warden. Pull-up jumper blocked by Hart. So out of bounds. Irish will keep possession as Longy Guerrera chucks in for the Eagles alongside Arcero for the Irish. So 18.5 left, 19-10 the score. And some confusion here by the officials. Well, I was getting the chance and learned how to be calling this game tonight. I was informed that both these teams come in looking very well. DeSales lost the opening game of the season to College Place in College Place, and then lost just the other night to Palouse, so they sit at the 12-2 mark, 8-1 on the conference. As the officials come over, and the confusion's going to be on the shot clock, so the shot clock had reset, so the shot clock will get set down now to 10 seconds at 18.5, so the Irish go into a four wide with one down in the post, and the inbound comes now. Baffney outside, now down, kicked out one more time. McCullough, shot, no good, rebound, let's go, not there. And so the official called it dead when it hit the rim on the shot clock. And so the shot clock will reset. And so the so 6.3 seconds, 19-10 the score. Full shot clock reset, but won't matter with the short amount of time. It's the inbound now. That gets in. Ball tipped away. Lesko comes up with it. Tries to tip it away. Out of bounds. And it's going to go ahead and be Irish ball on the inbound. 1.8 seconds. Taking it out. Shot. Pull up. Jumper. Three at the buzzer. No good. And so through one, the score. Irish 19. Eagles 10. When we get back, start of the second quarter, you're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. Just joining us here tonight. We're here moments away from the start of the second quarter. The score right now, Irish 19, Eagles 10. Irish will start possession with the second quarter with possession here. So Green checked back into the game alongside of Wharton. So the inbound now, that one goes to Baffney. He'll bring it up now to Green. Green on the top of the perimeter, gets it out. Baffney down low, Wharton. Wharton laying, no good. Rebound, there goes Darbuckle. And his pass tried to get thrown up to Salskin, couldn't connect, so turnover now by the Eagles as the ball gets thrown down low to Wharton. Wharton right block, dishes it out of bounds, unfortunately. Couldn't get it to Lesko entirely, so Eagles get possession back. 7:32. Lewis going to bring it up. Lewis now kicks it out, left wing. That's Hart. Down and low. Arbuckle lay in. No good. Rebound Irish. Gets it to Green. Green will bring it up now. He's just outside the 7-minute mark. Is it a Baffney? Baffney dribble drive. Lay in. Foul called. And they call a block. And the foul there goes on number 5. Number 55, Travis Arbuckle. That's his first personal. 15 foul, and so the basket went in, and they say it was on the floor. So one official was signaling count it, the other one didn't. And the inbounds from Lusk Hill goes to Warden on a quick two on the left block. So five team fouls now for the Eagles compared to the Irish zero. Hart now has it, gets into the high post, kicks out one more time. Long Greg Grigeta. And back out to Hart. Hart, pull-up jumper, right corner. No good. Rebound Baffney. He goes. Transition. Down to Warden, right block. Not there. Swiped away. Lewis there for another takeaway. That's Hart. How has it? He drives. Lay-in. Foul called on a block. That one's going to move against number five, Carter Green. That's his first personal. First team foul. And so I'll go ahead and set Hart now to the line for two. 21-10 right now. 6:30 left here in the second. A first of two now for Hart. That one falls. Hart, the leading scorer there for the Eagles tonight. The second of two now. That one in and out of the hoop, no good. So just one for two from the line there. As Baffney's going to bring it up himself now. Out on the left corner. Drive. Nothing there. Travel called. Turnover. So, substitution here. Second game, now number 20, Ryan Chase. So, on the travel turnover, Eagles take possession. The inbound now goes to Hart. He'll go ahead and bring it up himself. It's a screen. Uses it, dribble drive, lay in. A foul called. Shooting foul. So, I'll send Hart back to the line now. Foul there called the number 20, Ryan Chase, his first personal. Second team foul. So Hart back to the line now for two. One for two just a moment ago. First one good. So he'll attempt one more. 21-12 the score. The second, that good as well. So two for two on that trip. Give him nine on the night. As Baffney brings it up, gets it to Green. Green, Baffney, high post. Drive, lay in, no good. Rebound there goes to Arbuckle. Hart is going to bring it up now. And a foul called. And the foul there goes against number 24, Frankie Warden. That's his first personal. Third team foul. And so, Eagles have possession here on the baseline, left side. The inbound now. They get it in. Out of beyond the arc. Longry picks out Hart. Hart for three. No good. Rebound Warden. Warden finds Lesko right away. That's the ball from Lesko. Now it goes down to the left corner. Chase kicks it out to Green. Green. Ball transition all the way down to the left block. Now back out. Three ball. Chase. Good. Ryan Chase. Three from the left corner falls. And they extend it just a little more. 24-13. 5:22 left here in the second. Hart brings it up. Jumper. High post. No good. Rebound there goes to the short guy. That one goes to Lewis. A hustle effort on his end. But the ball eventually out of bounds off the Irish. So, Eagles keep position. Checking the game now. Number 21, Seamus Doohan. So, 5:13. Timeout called. Eagles call it. A score, 24-13. Irish lead when we get back. 5:13 in the second. You're listening. Irish basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
2022 and we still have COVID. It has brought out the best and the worst in some of us. For the car business, many dealers have gouged the public, asking thousands over MSRP on harder-to-get models. Delgraves Inc. has not done so. While tempting as it is to make huge gains in times of shortages, the long-term ill will is not what Delgraves Inc. wants, nor what our customers have learned to expect from 72 years of honest dealings. Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just in this tonight, we're here. 5:13 left in the second. Irish on the road, taking on Lima Eagles. And our official timeout, as it looks like Hart's going to have to exit the game. They tried to get him in there with a bloody nose. Can't do that. So he'll exit as a substitution is made. And so blood on the floor. We'll step away once again. 5:13 to the second. The score. Irish lead, 24-13. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just going to stay here tonight. Play just started again as the Eagles have possession. They now kick it out to the top of the arc. Solskin, one more time for three. No good. That shot put up by Longy. And Warden comes down with the rebound. So Warden pushes it up to Chase. Chase, right wing. Now Baffney. Shot, pull-up jumper. No travel called. So Doohan called for the travel there in the right corner. 4:31 mark, 24-13, still the score. He inbounds now. That one gets in. Lewis. Lewis kicks it out of the corner. Storm Torres, one more. Solskin. Ball, taken away. Lesko, he drives. Left side, brings it across. Pull-up jumper in the middle of the key. Shot good by Jack Lesko. So a quick transition, two for him. Now extends that lead to 13. Dribble drive, kick in, down low, shot. No good. That one got put up by Arbuckle. Rebound Borden. Now here goes Lesko again. Fast break. Lesko stop. Kicks out. Jump ball. No good. Baffney couldn't get the first time to fall. Gets his own rebound, though. They get out Borden. Duhan. Duhan right corner. Baffney. Hop step. Now to Lesko. Lesko left wing. Behind the back. Dribble drive. Foul called. And they call it on the floor again. So, foul. There goes number four, Nebez Zalskin. That's his first personal. 16 foul. And so Lesko, even though he's making the shooting motion, they're going to call it on the floor. So he'll be on the inbound right block. Lesko gets it in. Ball got tipped off the hands there. Duhan was looking for Lesko down in the paint. Didn't work. And so, Irish keep possession. Entering back in the game now, number five, Carter Green. So the inbound here, that comes from Lesko. Baffney kicks it to Green. Green poked away. Ball gets thrown back in now. Hart. Drive, lay in, no good, foul called. It'll send Hart to the line now for two. The foul there goes on number 10, Joe Baffney, first personal. Fourth team foul. The first attempt, good. So one for one so far. Now for the second. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Jump ball called. And so Eagles will win possession off the jump. So down on the left block is going to be Storm Torres on the inbound. He gets it in. Has to begin to swing. Hart now left wing working on Baffney. He kicks out. Shot. Airball. No good. Rebound. That one falls into the hands of Baffney. The quick transition shot by Lesko. No good. Rebound. There goes Arbuckle. Ball gets taken away at midcourt. Green swipes it. Green now to Lesko. Lesko pump fake drive. Lay in. Good. Jack Lesko another. So the quick two there by Lesko puts the score 14-point game, 28-14 here with 2:45 left in the second. Shot put up Hart, no good. Rebound Green. The transition Baffney now kicks out. Lesko, three, right wing, no good. Air ball, rebound Warden. Warden tried to get it to Green, thrown over his head out of bounds. But a turnover, so with 2:30 left. Irish lead. Timeout called, Irish call it. 28-14, 2:30. When we get back, the final it. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
We got a TCS 1026 code red furnace breakdown.
Don't let an emergency breakdown leave you in the cold. At Total Comfort Solutions, we have trained technicians available 24/7 for emergency service. They'll diagnose your problems and solve any issue with any make or model of equipment. We treat every job like a code red because your comfort is our main priority. Save $49 on furnace repair or save $150 on the installation of a new furnace. Call us at 509-392-6567. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just with us tonight, we're here. 2:30 left in the second as the inbounds there went to Lewis, eventually taken away by Lesko. Now the Irish get it. Lesko, left corner three, no good. Rebound, Warden poked away. And again, Lewis poking away for the steal. Hart now brings it up. He'll take it down himself. Matt, left wing. He'll drive. Kicks off. In and out of the hands of Longy. As Irish take it. Lay in. Good. The coast to coast for Baffney. Falls for two. So the transition three, no good. Hart can't get that one to fall. Lay in, no good. As they begin to transition now, Green. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Hart. So Hart ended up having to switch his jersey number, so he's now wearing number 32 tonight. He drives, lay in, no good. Met by Warden, and Irish get the rebound. Now they're in the switch. Let's go. Let's go to Green. Down to Chase. Chase, three ball, right corner, good. Another three for Ryan Chase. And the Irish starting to run away with it, 33-14. Hart brings it up. Now begin to transition. Now down on the left wing. Now down to the corner. Shot, no good. That one put up by Storm Torres. Rebound there goes to Baffney. Baffney had it poked away. Ball on the floor. Players dive. Hart comes up with it. So with 30 seconds left, 33-14 the score. The drive. Hart down low. No look pass. Falls. Travis Arbuckle on the no look pass from Hart. There's it down a little bit. Still a lot of ground to make up. As Green now gets it down to the left corner. Now to Lesko, top of the arc. Lesko drives, kicks it out. Green, back to Lesko. Left wing, 5 seconds. Lesko gets fouled. And so that one's in against number 0, Longy. That's his first personal, 17 fouls. So that'll send Jack Lesko now to the line for 1-1. Hmm. 4.2, 33-16 left. First one good by Lesko, so he'll get a second. So now his second. That one good as well. Two for two on that trip. 3 seconds. Final shot. No, shot doesn't count. So the end of two, heading to halftime. Irish 25, Eagles 16. When we get back, halftime report. Don't go far. Second half action right around the corner. You're listening, Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked, Lord, away, bloodthirsty men, be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts, point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this, we're here at halftime. The score right now, Irish 35, Eagles 16. So far, it's been Jack Lesko taking care of most of the scoring duty here for the Irish. He'll go ahead and enter into the half with what counts to be 17. As for the Eagles, it kind of became a struggle once Justice Hart had to check out for a bloody nose. They were sticking with him there for a while. Towards the end of the first, a few late points, and into the second, scoring became apparent for both sides to get it started. And then, as that second quarter went on, Hart exited. You can just feel the blemish of that offense for the Eagles. Defensively, I would say they played a better second quarter. And I mean, statistically, they did, but looking out there, Trevor Lewis, the 5'6 guard, all over the place making steals, making things happen. So he limited the amount of scoring put up there in the second by a little bit. So with a good second half and a continuation of scoring from Jack Lesko, Irish should be able to ride this one all the way through and improve to 13-2 on the year. As for the Eagles, if they got any chance of making a comeback here, it's going to have to start and come from better shooting performance so far from Justice Hart. He's taken a lot of shots, hasn't converted on a lot of them. The ones he has converted, he's made look easy. But taking smarter, better shots there for the Eagles, they may have a chance themselves if the defense begins to tighten up for the Irish. Just keep doing what you're doing. About 5 minutes left here in halftime when we get back. Rest of the halftime report. Don't go far. Second half action right around the corner. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas. Egg-shaped. Madonna, we don't want the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood,
life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zurich team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zurich Insurance. This team works for you.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just doing this here tonight. We're here 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Right now, Irish lead, 35-16 over the Lima Eagles out here in Toppenish. We know not everyone can make the drive out here tonight, so my name is Cameron Schulman, normal voice of the College Place Hawks, on the road here tonight for the Irish in this wonderful contest. Steve, your normal host, couldn't make it out here tonight, so my game's covered by Mr. Spies. I'm here on a wonderful Saturday evening and couldn't be more happy. Irish right now, Ben Saul, it's been Jack Lesko, and it's been majority Jack Lesko. He wraps up the first half there with 17 as the buzzer gets sounded. Players heading back to their benches. When we get back, start of the second half. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Do you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for over 85 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. That means we encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter the most to you. When you begin planning your financial future, why not work with a company with local connections? Come visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street, Fleener Zaro Wealth Management. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. The start of the second half begins now. The score entering the second half, 35-16, Irish lead. As now Green has it. He drives down to the left corner, dishes it off. Chase, lay-in. No good. Rebound, there goes DeLonghi. It's now the number changed for Justice Hart from 25 to 32. He'll bring it up. Dishes it off to Storm Torres. He drives. Now Hart. Left high post. Triple drive. Pull up jumper from the line. No good. Rebound Green. So Green finds Lesko, and Lesko will bring it up himself. Gets a screen. Lesko kicks out to Green. Green out of Baffney. Daphne to Lesko. Lesko to Chase. Left wing. Pump fakes. Kicks it out. Lesko. Three. Left wing. No good. Hits his own rebound. Pull up jumper again. That one falls. So another two for there from Lesko to get the second half started. And Hart bring it up. And so we were wrong there. Lesko at 19 at half. Makes that 21 for him here in the contest. Now they kick out. Three ball, shot, air ball, rebound Warden. Baffney down brings it up. Finds Lesko. Lesko right wing. Now kicks it out. Green drives into the corner. Chase out to Lesko. Lesko three, left wing, air ball, rebound Warden. No good. Arbuckle gets the defensive rebound there and finds Hart right away. Hart, spin move, down to the paint. Swiss the defense. Foul called. Basket counted. So that'll send him down to the line for one more. Foul there falls to number 24, Frankie Warden. His second personal first team foul of the second half. So 6-11 here in the third. The end one opportunity here. That one falls. So the inbound now from the made free throw goes to Green, back to Baffney. So Hart has 12 on the night, the leading scorer for Eagles, as Lesko drives in the lane, makes it. But the contact from Hart goes anyway. So Lesko, 20 with 23. Shot put up by Hart, no good. Rebound goes to Warden. Warden dished it out to Baffney. Baffney had it picked by Hart, and Hart goes coast to coast to get another one. So Lesko now, he'll bring it up. Dishes it out. Now down to the right wing, down to closer to the corner, bringing it out to the wing. Lesko. Chase now, left wing. Nothing there. Transitions back to Baffney. Baffney drives the lane. Lay in. No good. Rebound Warden. Second chance falls. So Frankie Warden, another two, falls. 41-21. Irish lead by 20. Hart, transition three. Right wing. Good. Justice Hart, another three. And the Irish have that lead cut down to 17. Let's go. Out to Baffney. Baffney to Warden. Warden on the right baseline. Out to Green, right wing. Green drives. Takes it out of the baseline. Down to Baffney. Out to Chase. Chase, left wing, three. Good. Ryan Chase, his third three-pointer of the game. That falls. And the lead's back to 20. Transition, Hart for three. Good. Imagine them. They're going back to back to back. So Hart starting to find his rhythm here. Lesko, he drives. Lay in. No good. Rebound, there goes to Storm Torres. He drives. Jumper blocked by Baffney. Into the hands of Green. Lesko now brings it up. Halfway through the third now, 44-27. Baffney now has it near the logo. Out to Green, right wing. Green gets it into Warden. Warden down to the block. Right side. Kicks it out. Chase gets a screen from Warden. Back to Warden. The screen and go. Lay in. No good. Foul called. That was in against number 32, Justice Hart. That's going to be his first personal. That'll send Warden now to the line for two. As Hart was looking to plead his case with everybody, couldn't buy back the foul as Warden goes one for one to the line so far. Entering the game now, number 21, Jameis Duhan. Exiting will be Baffney. So Warden made the first. He'll head back for the second now. Second one. That one good as well. So two for two from the line there for Warden. Give him eight. Screen set up. And a foul called. Foul there goes on number three, Jack Lesko. That's his first personal. Second team foul of the second half. And so substitution here for the Irish. .346, 46-27. The inbound now, that goes in. Storm Torres. Out to Hart. Hart, spin move. He's going to try and take it himself. Driving to the paint. Foul called. Offensive. And so that one goes against number 32, Justice Hart. That's his second personal. And so the inbound gets swatted away. That one sent away by John Jim. The inbounds now, that gets in to him. Now they're going to get to Lesko. Lesko. He got to Warden. Warden out to Duhan. Now Green. Back to Lesko, left wing. Lesko makes a move. Nothing with it. Out to Green again. Green drive. Lesko, left corner. Three ball. No good. Rebound. Saved. Duhan saved the rebound. Foul on the ground. Foul there went on number 23, John Jim, his second personal. Third team foul here at the start of the second half. 3:13 left in the third, 46-27. Inbound now. And can't entirely see what just happened there. I have this nice concrete wall blocking the left corner. And it looks like it's going to be Irish ball again. So the inbound now. That gets into Warden. Warden sets it up. Now gets it to Doohan. Doohan out to Green. Green, top of the arc. Drives. Let's go. Left wing. Gets through. Pass the defender. Pull up jumper. Good. So Jack, let's go. Add on another two. Hart, jumper, three. Won't fall. Rebound Irish. As the ball gets thrown up. There goes Hart. Hart went in for an easy lay-in. Missed it. Tried getting a little fancy with it. And missed the simple one. And a timeout called. Irish call it. 2:31 left in the third. 48-27. We get back. The final 2 minutes. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just tuning in here. 2:31 left in the third. The score, Irish 48, Eagles 27. And it's going to be Irish ball, on the far sideline. As Baffney now gets the inbound. Gets it to Doohan. Doohan to Lesko. Lesko, left wing. He dribble drives. Kicks it out. Baffney. Kicks one more. They find Lesko in the corner. Lesko, floater, lay-in. No good. In and out of the hoop. And Hart will take it. He's going to try and work coast to coast. Spin move into the block. Double teamed. Kicks out. Three ball. No good. Shot up there by Storm Torres. Doesn't fall. Irish with the rebound. They kick it out. Baffney. Now out to Doohan. Sitting with a 21-point lead now, the Irish. As ball gets transitioned and a travel is called. That one goes against Doohan. And so checking the game now, number 20, Ryan Chase. 1:40 left to score, 48-27 still. As the inbound now from Lewis goes to Hart, back to Lewis. Lewis will bring it up. The dribble drive, gets a screen, kicks out. Storm Torres gets a screen there from Arbuckle. As the ball is on the ground, poked away. Lesko jumped the pass. Ball got tipped out of bounds. So Hart is the intended player. Pass was four. So Hart being the inbound, gets it in. Storm Torres gets a screen from Jim. Now gets it in Arbuckle. Deep, too. No good. Rebound, Lesko. Lesko will bring it up. Slows it down a minute. 1:05 left here in the third. 48-27 still. Now it goes to Lesko. Lesko kicks out. Now the transition. Ball gets thrown in. Down low. And it looks like a travel called, so and so a little chirping here between the players and the coaches. 45 seconds. Storm Torres, he kicks it. Hart. Shot, good. The foul called, basket counts. Justice Hart. Foul there went on number 20, Ryan Chase, his second personal. Third team foul the second half. So Harton out of the line for the end one opportunity. The end one, no good. Rebound there goes to Warden. Now Warden, this is to Lesko. Lesko, Baffney, reverse lay-in, no good. Gets his own rebound. Into the corner, jump shot, good. Ryan Chase, his fourth three-pointer of the game. That falls. Storm Torres now brings it up. 15 seconds. They try to get the Hart, can't. They get it to Jim. Jim, deep three. Airballed. And so Baffney lay in. No. That's how the third quarter comes to an end. Through three. Irish 51. Eagles 29. When we get back to the start of the fourth, you're listening. Irish Basketball 94.1 KHSS2.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com.
For a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza, that's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. Just joining us here tonight. We're here for just the solo game out in Toppenish. The Waimea Eagles hosting the DeSales Irish. Right now, Irish lead 51-29. As it's going to go ahead and be Jim who brings it up. Now they get it. Storm Torres right wing gets a screen. Arbuckle. Now they get it out. Down to the corner. Jim again. Drive. Baseline. Lay in. Reverse side. No good. Rebound. There goes the Chase. So on the floor for the Irish, the starters. Green. Lesko. Chase. Baffney. And Warden. As a ball. Pump fake. Backdoor cut. Taken away. Hart swipes it on the pass from Baffney. Hart floater, middle of the lane, good. So a quick two there for Justice Hart. The inbound went to Lesko, back to Green. Now back to Lesko. 20-point game. Irish, all they got to do is hang on, maintain the basketball, use the shot clock. Now they get to Lesko, right wing. Now to Baffney. Baffney, dribble drive, lay in. Good. Joe Baffney. His third basket. As Hart dribble drive, foul called. And so, foul called there on number 3, Jack Lesko, his second. Fourth team foul. Jim exits, Longy enters. The inbound now comes in. Lewis. Hits a screen. Sets it up again. Now out. Left side. Hart. Now to Lewis. Right wing. Gets a screen from Arbuckle. Now out. Jump ball. 3. Hart. No good. Rebound goes to Baffney. Baffney on the floor. There's a timeout called. 30-second timeout. Irish call it. 53-31. Irish lead. 6:23 left. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. Just doing this here tonight. We're here, 6:23 left in the fourth, out in Toppenish, home of the Wyoming Eagles. Irish on the road here tonight, sitting 12-2 overall, 8-1 in the conference, leading the conference as it stands now. Yeah. And so now Irish have it. Inbound from Green goes to Baffney. Baffney now gets it to Green. Now to kick out Baffney. Baffney drives, lay-in, no good. Rebound Warden. Warden out to Lesko. Lesko calls for the travel. And so the turnover there. Eagles get possession. The inbounds now. That one goes to Lewis. And the offensive foul called. That one's going to go against Lewis. Drove his shoulder in there to Green. So his second personal. Let's go tonight. 25, leading scorer of the game. The inbounds now from Green goes to Baffney. He'll bring it up. The drive, kicks it out, Lesko. Down low. Now it's a Green, right wing, gets a screen from Warden. Jump ball, three, no good. Rebound goes to Chase, down in the right corner. Now it's a Green, Green. Sets up the offense. Got a full shot clock to work with. Then a dribble drive. Kicks out Chase. Corner three. Right side. Good. Ryan Chase. 5 threes on the night. So a good shooting performance from him as Hart tries to match him. Can't. Rebound there goes to Borden. Now Lesko has it. He drives. Lay in. No good. Missed the open lay-in. As the ball drives, Hart lay-in. Good. And a foul called. So, Hart out of the line for one more as the foul goes on Warden. That's his third. So Hart out of the line for one more. The end one opportunity falls. The inbound now, that one gets in. Now Lesko gets it to Green. Green up to Warden. Warden out to Green. Green kicks it out. Now the drive. Take it away. Arbuckle, coast to coast. The big man. Lay-in, no good. Hart, second chance. That falls. So a scoring performance here from Justice Hart in the second half. As the travel's called. Turnover. Eagles get possession. 4:28, 56-36. So Hart with 29 on the night so far here tonight. Just surpassed Lesko on the scoring leader for tonight. So he'll continue to work. The dribble drive kicks out. Solskin, now one more time. Longy, gets it to Lewis. No look pass from Lewis. Can't be converted by Longy as a jump ball is called. And so, possession stays with the Irish. Halfway through the fourth, 56-36. Inbound now. That goes in. Irish bring it up. Ball poked away there for a second, but possession regained. Now they get it to Green. The dribble drive out to Lesko. Pull up, jumper, kicks out Green. Green for three, right wing, good. Carter Green gets his first points of the night. Coming here, tail end of the fourth, 59-36. Hart working on Lesko. Drive, lay in, foul called. And the foul there goes on number three, Jack Lesko. That's his third personal. And so, shot here. That one falls. That one, first free throw for Hart. Now for the second. Second one, no good. Rebound goes to Ford. McCullough brings it down. Now Green. Kicks it to Lesko. Lesko, dribble drive, kicks out. Lay in by Warden, no good. Looking for the foul, not calling it. It's Hart. Pull up, step back jumper, three, good. Justice Hart, another three. As a timeout called. You must call it 3-11, 59-40, the score. When we get back, the final 3 minutes, you're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. Just another share. We're 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Irish lead 59-40 over the Eagles of Wyoming. Now the Irish bring it down. Baffney kicks out. Left corner. Three ball. No good. Can't see who that was. It looks like that was Chase in the corner for three. Missed. Out of bounds. Hart will bring it up. It's a screen. Hart transition. Three. No good. Out of bounds. Irish will have possession. Inbounds now. It's into Baffney. Baffney drives. And a jump ball called. Eagles have possession. So, 2:39 left, 59-40 still. It's been a tough officiated game here tonight. Hart drives, lay in, good. So go ahead and give him 35 points on the night. As the ball gets thrown up. Baffney, lay in. Baffney's lay in, no good. Foul, there goes a number zero, Longy. That's his second personal. Baffin out of the line for two. First one falls. Now for the second. Second one. Good as well. So two for two on that trip. give him 8. Hart will bring it up. 2:20 left here in the fourth. Hart, dribble drive. Kicks down low. No look pass. Good. Converted. And timeout called. Eagles call it. 2:11 left. 61-44 the score right now. We'll stick around here for this one. Stick around to the conclusion of tonight's broadcast for the Nexa Mortgage player of the game. Have you thought about refinancing your home? Check no further than Nexa Mortgage. The season of giving's over. Now it's time to start receiving. Begin your refinance today with Byron at ByronNexa.com or give him a call at 877-708-7908. Again, the refinance season starts now. Start off the new year. Do it right. The refinance with Byron Nexa Mortgage at ByronNexa.com or 877-708-7908 and let them know Cam sent you. So 61-44, 2:11 left here in the fourth. The inbounds from Green now, and that goes in. Baffney. He kicks it up. Gets it up to Warden. Warden now to the left side, kicks it out to Lesko. Let's go. He drives. Now to Green. Green. Baffney, he kicks out. Let's go. One more time. And Irish looking to use as much of the shot clock as I can as a foul is called. Baffney hits the floor. Foul there goes on number one, Storm Torres. That's his third. 16 foul. So ball will be on the baseline now. The inbound comes in. Ball thrown out. They drive. Now Baffney. Baffney, pull up jumper 3. No good. So rebound goes to the Eagles. Hart, quick transition. Kicks it up. Ball thrown away. Lewis came up with it. Now that ball thrown away one more time. And Lasko finally concludes it. 90 seconds left here in the fourth. Foul there goes on number 3, Jack Lesko. That's his fourth. And so that's Lesko's fourth. 80 seconds left. 1:21. 61-44 the score. As Hart bring it up, he's the leading scorer in tonight's contest for both sides with 35. He'll kick it out. 3 ball, good. Storm Torres gets that one to fall as Baffney will have it. They kick it up to Warden. Out to Lesko. Lesko, fast break. Gets it to Chase. No, fakes it. Lay in. Good. So Lesko now with 27. Kicks it out. Now down to the corner. 3 ball. No good. Eagles 3 rebound. Get it out to Hart. Hart again. No good. One more time. They have a chance. They kick it out once more. 3 ball. Can't fall. That one's by Longy. As Lesko now gets it up to Baffney. Baffney will bring it up. He drives into the lane. Kicks out. Foul called. And foul there goes on number 1. Julian Storm Torres. That's his fourth. So that'll send Baffney will hit a line now for 2, even though it looked like he was passing it out to Chase on the perimeter. They just called it a shooting foul, so he'll get 2. First one, no good. Some of the home faithful packing up their jackets here. Hit making their way to the exits prematurely here with 30 seconds left. And the Irish all on conclusion of the victory here tonight. Baffney is second. That one falls. So he has 9. 30 seconds. 64-47 the score. Now on the perimeter. Lewis. I got it down. Boise, no good. 10 seconds. And Lesko is going to go ahead and dribble this one out. The final score here in Toppenish. Irish, 64. Eagles, 47. When we get back, the next Morris play of the game. You're listening. Irish Basketball, 94.1 KHSS2.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
2022 and we still have COVID. Product shortages are the norm rather than the exception. We all try to adapt to this changing environment. Some do it well, others not so much. At Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, we have kept our 72-year history of honesty and fair dealings in everything we do. No price gouging on hard-to-get models here. Not now, not ever. Inventories are short, but we are still getting product. Special orders or selecting product en route is an option. Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us tonight, final score here in Toppenish, DeSales 64, Wyoming 47. Joined alongside me here, Jack Lesko. Jack, what a game you had, especially in that first half, closing that first half out fairly well. You guys came out to that 35-16 lead at half. What was that first half mentality like for you guys?
We knew coming in this was going to be a big league game for us. We already got them at home, and we need to get them again to kind of help us in league standings. And we came out and brought some energy first half, and we did a good job of that.
Yeah, and then you guys end up closing out there. You got most of your scoring there in the first half. You guys close out the second half. They start to come back. You had them up by 23 at one point. Close that gap down. Good team win all the way around. What was it like having to guard Justice Hart out there tonight?
He's a good player. He's quick, go either way. I think we did a good job. We had some good help, but he's going to make tough shots because he's a good player. But I think we did pretty good containing him tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you guys sit close to the top of the state power rankings right now. Does that kind of thing have any effect on you as a player when you go out there in these games?
No, I think we just need to keep bringing energy at practice and play our games and not look ahead too far and just take what we got in front of us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can move to 13-2 on the year, 9-1 on the conference now. You guys will have Steve back with you the rest of the season here, filling in for him tonight. It's been a pleasure, so thank you. And congratulations on being the next Mortgage Player of the Game.
Thank you.
With that, it's the conclusion of tonight's broadcast. The final score here in Toppenish, DeSales 64, Wyoming 47. This is Cameron Trollen wishing you a good night here from 94.1 KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.